Welcome back to it on a Tuesday here on the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. You know, the work continues in the Straits of Mackinac as Enbridge continues to do their due diligence, if you will, to prepare for a change from Line 5 to a tunnel that will be beneath the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. In fact, they've added a couple of patrol boats to the Straits and a lot going on as they continue to reach milestones. Ryan Duffy joining me, the Enbridge Communications Team Director. Ryan, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. Good. Yes, there's always a lot going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, never a dull moment with you guys. And I'll get back to where we are in the process as far as some of the challenges here and there. But I saw this note, and I see that you've got these patrol boats in the Straits. Pretty impressive rigs. What are these boats, and why are they there?
Right. So we did put in some new safety measures that would be at the Straits while the tunnel project is happening. And one of those new safety measures is two patrol boats out there on the water at all times, looking at ships and looking at their anchor position as they come through. So they can offer assistance if ships maybe lost power or had any issues or anything like that. And those patrol boats are now operating 24/7 in the Straits, so they can be out there even at night. And as you can see from those pictures, I thought they were pretty cool, so I sent them over. Even at night, they use thermal imaging cameras to watch the ships, and they can see where those anchors are.
Right, and the reason for that, obviously, there was an anchor strike on Line 5, which has been there for a number of decades. But Line 5, it was hit by an anchor by a ship that dropped it errantly here a couple of years ago. It didn't do any damage. But, of course, it's a concern. Obviously, if an anchor gets down there, it could do damage. So you guys are out there to make sure that doesn't happen.
That's right. We have those layers of safety in place. And Line 5 was, of course, built to withstand that kind of thing with extra thick steel. And, you know, the way it was built, it's a really solid piece of pipe, and it was able. I mean, we went through that, we experienced it, and it was not, or there were no issues with it, no
right.
release issues or anything like that. And yeah, so now we want to have extra safety measures while the tunnel project is happening.
All right, so let's talk about the tunnel project a little bit, Ryan. It's an engineering marvel that you're undertaking. $500 million project will take a handful of years here to complete, but you're talking about a tunnel that would sit, 100 feet beneath the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac so that energy could be transferred from the upper peninsula to the lower peninsula and back and forth. And you're still on your timetable. Now, there were some legal challenges that came from the new administration and so forth, challenging whether or not you guys had done things right. You had some victories in court. Just kind of bring us up to speed. Where are we in the process? Where are we in the legal process and in the process of laying the groundwork to build this tunnel?
Sure. So we are building the tunnel. That's our message, and that's our focus. And we've really been focused on the work we can do, even though these other things might be going on with the state. And so we are happy that we've now actually completed an important phase of the pre-construction work on the project, and that's all the rock and soil sampling that was going on at the Straits. And as we've talked about, that's a key piece of the project that you need to do before you can design the tunnel. And that's a big piece of our $40 million investment that we've made in the project in 2019. So we really feel that finishing that phase of the project on time, on budget, shows how committed we are to the Great Lakes Tunnel Project. And so from here, geologists are going to study those rock samples, take a look. The results of that will guide the design of the tunnel. It's also going to guide how the tunnel boring machine is built. So that's the drill that goes
right
through the bedrock there. And then it lets us map out the precise location of the tunnel, and it tells us how we need to build the foot-thick concrete walls of the tunnel, you know, what waterproofing we need and the strength of those and those kind of things. So all of that is really guided by this rock sampling, and so we're definitely very pleased that we have finished that part of the project.
So a very broad-based team with a variety of disciplines. Obviously, you've got geologists, if you're doing rock sampling and so forth, but just a wide range of engineers and geologists and water experts and all of these people, and $40 million invested already. I mean, that's a serious amount of money already put into the project. You had contemplated $500 million to do the entire project. Is that still about where you are? And I guess my question to you is, when I look at the boats that you put out there on patrol and the geologists and all these other people you pulled together on the team already, I mean, you're already creating jobs, are you not?
Sure, for sure. So, yeah, $500 million that Enbridge would pay for this project. And you're right, this program, just the geotech program, the rock and soil sampling, was developed collaborating with experts in the tunneling industry, the geologists, the tunneling engineers, all of those people. They laid out the program, and that's what we've now completed. Also, as we've talked about, to do some of those deep water boreholes, we did 14 right out in the middle of the water there in the deepest part. Those were a little tricky, so we brought in a specialized vessel, the Highland Eagle, and those experts to do that work and drill those boreholes. I mean, you can imagine that they had to lower the drill down 250 feet just to get to the lake bed, and then you go down another 100, 200 feet into the rock to take those samples. So definitely a lot of expertise went into this project. A lot of people are working on it. We've got a team of about 30 or so up at the Straits, and this is all they do. They work on this project.
Wow. So, I mean, and you're talking about very specialized scientific undertakings. It's so many different directions, and I really appreciate you explaining that. Ryan Duffy is here with the Enbridge Communications team. So you've got your challenges legally here and there. You've had some victories, but you remain on task and on time, which I guess is, I mean, that's the important thing. There's a timetable involved here. You can't just create a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac in a couple of minutes. It takes some serious time and some serious undertaking to get where you need to be. And of course, it's not the kind of project you want to rush through, I wouldn't think.
Right, absolutely. I mean, we've said we can begin tunnel construction by 2021, and it can be in service by 2024. And that's the timeline that we want to stay on, and so that's why all these different steps are so important. But there are pieces of it that can't be rushed, that's for sure. I mean, the tunnel can only move through the bedrock at about 40 feet a day or so. So just that process takes a couple of years, and just building the tunnel boring machine takes about a year. So you know, we've laid out this schedule, and we...
So let me understand.
Stay on it.
The tunnel boring machine, it's a one-off. You're building it for this project only.
Right, absolutely, and that's why we're doing all this rock sampling, because you have to build it for the specific rock.
Wow.
And it has to be designed just for that, and it's a one-time deal, and it's only going to be used once, and that's it. So that's why that alone takes a year to build. So
what a marvel.
That's why it's just so important to stay on focus on doing the work we can do, even while these other things are going on in the background.
What a marvel that is. I mean, it's incredible just to hear what it takes to get to this point in the conversation. Ryan Duffy here with the Enbridge Communications team. Ryan, I'm going to leave it there for today, but I tip my hat because you guys are staying on time, on target, and I look forward to the project being completed in a few years. Thank you for being here.
Okay, great. Thank you. And we'll have you up there sometime when we get going.
I look forward to it. I do. I'm a little claustrophobic walk through the tunnel. Anyhow, Ryan Duffy, thank you for being here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.